A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty. But you know that's not going to stop you. Good morning, Lulabelle.
Morning!
And good morning, Imogen Rose Hart.
Good morning.
You've got a really beautiful name, Imogen.
Can I just say that?
Imogen Rose Hart.
Although that does slightly tap into us taking the mick out of people that had...
common middle name.
Yeah.
I also have another
Rose.
Middle name.
Another
oh,
one?
Oh.
It's super long. My full name is Imogen Rose Letitia Hart.
Letitia. Sounds a bit like fellatio. It's a little bit oral, that one, isn't it? Letitia.
Letitia. It does a bit, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit sexual.
Well.
You look sexual. You look good, Imo.
You look good. Imo's moved house. That's why you weren't here last week. Yeah. How did it go?
Yeah, good. Fine.
Did you feel like a bit jealous that Mark was in interview?
So jealous.
Yeah.
Livid.
Yeah, I bet.
Livid. I fucking hate that word.
What, livid?
Yeah, because, do you know why?
Why?
Some knobber I know constantly uses it and it pisses me off.
Is it me?
No.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So it's put me off a great word.
Yeah, that's annoying, actually, when someone ruins a word.
Yeah, it's like when people ruin names. You know, you would think, I love that name, I want to call my kid that name, and then you meet a dickhead and you're just like, you've just ruined the name for me, you big fat...
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe she's just started
I didn't drop a prophecy bomb.
Now, can I just say, actually, I would like to, and I kind of really
what
hope she's not
picking
listening.
Off your nails?
Oh, it's my shellac. I know I shouldn't do it, sorry.
Terrible.
But my mother-in-law messaged me a couple of days ago.
Oh.
Now she's going to be furious.
The M-I-L.
My lovely mill. And she, I can't bother to get the message up. Take too long. But she basically, I didn't know she listened to this.
Oh, fuck.
I know, exactly.
Didn't we talk about
mother-in-law? Yeah, no, but good, because I love my mother-in-law.
Good. You like her?
No, I love my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So she sent me, I didn't
we
know
We both
she,
like our mother-in-law.
We do, we're very lucky. But she sent me a message saying, and if she's listening now, hello, Liz. But she said, I've just listened to your Loose Lips podcast. I mean, I don't like the language, but other than that, I think it's brilliant.
She sounds like my mum, but you're not the one that swears, it's me.
So I did actually try and literally pass the buck.
I bet you did. Oh, well, you know, that bloody potty mouth, Louisa.
But anyway, if my mother-in-law is listening, I love you, Liz, and I'm sorry about that. But then I said, I promise you, my other work is a little more refined, and then I realised I'm doing Celebs Go Dating, and
that's
that is completely
refined.
Not.
So I have to admit, my husband made me turn it off.
I know you said. It's a bit much, isn't it?
He said it was a little bit council. Said it was a bit of a chav fest. Do you know why? Because I think he doesn't like the British accent. He's used to my accent. And when he hears more regional accents and they perhaps drop their T's and they don't dot the I's and cross the T's.
It just grates on Andrew.
It grates on me, actually. Like thinking. It's not thinking, is it?
It's not it. Yeah. Do you pick up the kids on their language?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not yeah. Yes,
it's
true. Or my favourite, yar.
Yar. Well, actually, Enzo, I'm not joking.
No, but speaking properly is a big thing.
Yeah, but
it makes a difference. It makes me think that people are stupid when they say free instead of three.
Well, I had some clarify. Do you mean it free as in free as a bird? Or is that three? My husband, and Alex is guilty of that sometimes.
Really?
I'm like, Alex, what out?
Bad.
But
I mean, I swear a lot, but at least
you do
I say shit.
At least you pronounce your T's. But we've discovered, because we were thinking, where's Enzo's accent coming from? But we now know where it is. And this is, well, it is, no, it's not just nursery. His two favourite programmes, Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom and Peppa Pig. And I can, and this does actually beautifully segue us on in a moment, because he, honestly, he has Peppa Pig's accent.
Really?
Yeah, like posh and precocious.
I quite like that.
Yeah. To be fair, Lou's like, I'm all over that. But yeah, but we are doing, by the way, hello, I'm Anna Williamson.
Hello, I'm Louise Lissman.
Just in case, and welcome to Lou's Lips Pod.
Just in case you didn't know, if it's your first ep listening.
If it is your first ep, brace yourselves.
Actually, talking about listeners, we had a massive jump.
Did we?
Yeah, Mark sent a thing. 10,000 extra listeners.
Oh, hello.
Say hello to the new 10,000.
Thank you so much for listening. We, yeah. Well, probably my mother-in-law.
What, I mean, how many phones has she got to listen with?
I mean, a lot. I know. I'm terrified.
What is your mother-in-law, the ultimate drug dealer?
Yeah. Yeah. But listen, what we're going to talk about this week, well, the whole Peppa Pig thing...
leads us nicely into...
into Immo. So what is this all about, Immo?
Tell us.
A listener got in touch and said that I sound like Mrs. Rabbit from Peppa Pig.
Can we remind ourselves on what Mrs. Rabbit sounds like on Peppa Pig?
It's fun having carrots for breakfast, Mummy Rabbit.
Yes, we always have carrots for breakfast.
Mummy Rabbit, why don't you work?
I do work, Susie. Who do you think looks after these two little bunnies?
You do sound a bit like... I don't. Is, that's the same voice as...
Ben and Holly.
Ben and Holly's... The fairy.
Plum. Is it Plum? Fairy Plum or something.
Yeah.
I don't think you sound...
I don't.
Nice squeak.
I don't think you sound like Miss Rabbit.
Me neither. I don't know whether it's a...
Do a bit. She does a bit.
Do a bit of a carrot.
Go on, about a carrot and pepper. Go on.
say, no. I sell carrots and look after these little babies.
I sell carrots and look after these little babies.
She is.
Oh my God.
She bloody well
You know
is.
How much money you could go and earn being that voice, babe?
Well, well.
And you know, the girl that up, does the Pig. Voice of... Peppa Pig has been doing it Harley. Since she was five.
So
she's now about 16 and still does the voice.
Fascinating fact here. I was once on the panel for the Children's BAFTAs, of which we did give Harley Bird, who is Peppa Pig, a BAFTA for that voice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a great voice.
It's a great voice.
I mean, she never needs to work.
She never needs
she
to
She still
work.
Does it, though, so she does work. Ali, you've been holding shit again.
Yes, I have. I mean, obviously, we like to, you know... have a little reminisce on the weekends.
I mean, I'm surprised you want a second child.
Enzo
is quite a challenge sometimes.
Yeah, and I think about it myself, as in, do I really want a second child?
I wouldn't bother.
How I am feeling today, and I'm, you know what, we're all about being real, aren't we, Lou?
Go
today,
on, tell us how much you
I'm
hate
just
your child.
A bit over it today, okay? Okay, I'm just a bit over it. Of course I love him. I've got us to get that in there, and I do.
I know, why do we have to caveat with
we
that?
We always caveat, don't we?
We always caveat, and do you know what, it's obvious that we love our kids, but sometimes we don't like them.
It's true. Today, I have never been happier to do nursery drop-off. Now,
Bye.
That makes me an evil mother.
No, it doesn't.
Care.
I was happy this morning and I've been in Ireland all weekend.
Well, there you go. He has been great because he's very lively and he's very into things and that's lovely. Mm. But, there is a big but. So we were talking big buts and what comes out of buts. Mm-hmm. So yes, I've been holding shit again. So we're potty training. Well, we've done potty training actually.
It's done now.
It's
he's
done.
Better
done.
Than
we're
Indigo
done.
Because
we've
his
regressed.
Poos are better.
Well, a little bit of regress. Laziness.
Apparently
Lazy
that does
boys.
Happen.
This is it.
And also I think as a mum you become less focused on it, so you probably don't remind as much.
Lou, I think you're bang on, spot on. Because I was absolutely Hawkeye.
Yeah, and then you're like, it's done now. He'll tell me when he needs a wee.
As NCT
poo.
Helen always says, mention as she is.
All right, Helen.
All right,
Hells, babe.
You watch that kid like he's about to produce diamonds.
Is that what she said to you?
She's like, potty training, because she was a bit ahead of me with the potty training. Yeah. She went, watch that kid like he's about to produce diamonds. So anyway, we're at families yesterday. Now, I'm sure one of my cousins is probably listening who was present at the dinner table yesterday. But just to set the scene, I have to say, my Insta post I put up last night was a bit of fun, really. A bit of fun slash I was just so fed up. I've never had interaction like it, actually. So my mum's cousins... really lovely, well-to-do, what you'd call proper people.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Andrew wouldn't say their council. I mean, he really wouldn't. So we, went round to their house. Lovely lunch. You know, full on couple of courses. You're storing
I'm
me.
I'm storing okay. you.
Couple, beautiful couple of courses. Enzo, and you know, I was doing, you know, that whole, you know, really trying to make sure Enzo's behaving himself. So I asked to get down from the table. That's a good boy, lovely. Sent him off. 2 minutes later, imagine, you know, the linen, just a nice, proper,
place.
Lovely, you know, we'd all wearing our nice Sunday best. Enzo decided, 2 minutes, Mummy! I had forgotten how literal that children take direction and instruction. And when I'd said to him earlier on, now listen, if you need the toilet, make sure you hold your poo and tell Mummy that you need a help.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, fair point. He did actually listen. Mummy! Came straight back into the dining room. Both his little chubby little hands.
So grim.
And I, at first glance, I thought he's taken out a couple of pine cones from the potpourri. No, he had two... I mean, at least they were hard shits, one in each hand. And I was there, you know, mouthful of, you know, roast lamb and mint sauce, tottering around as he came in. And everybody, I mean, it was just awful. It was just awful. So, yeah, he decided to hand me two poos.
Stop.
He was really proud of himself. He's like,
well, and you can't really tell him
all. Can't tell him. No, so I didn't. So I said, oh, I did it in my trousers. I went, yes, you did. Okay, let's go into that. Oh, my hands. There is nothing that can ever...
Like wipe the...
But I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced it, but to hold an actual human. Warm human poo...
Oh.
It's not even yours. Like,
I wouldn't want to hold my own.
I wouldn't want to hold my own, but it might be slightly better than someone else's.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm scarred. Like, I'm seriously retching thinking
of
it.
The second time that's happened to you.
Like you said. And then last night you wouldn't go to bed. So this morning I'm over having kids. Kids ruin lives.
They do.
There we go.
They
How about
ruin
you?
Lives.
How was your weekend?
I'm good because I flew to Ireland
nice.
On Friday and I hosted a charity lunch.
You looked very pretty.
Thank you. It was a bit of a tough gig, actually.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get people to give money and it's tough.
It's tough.
So I host it, but I also kind of, we do what's called nanny pledge. So I support an orphanage in Moldova, just to set the scene. Mm. Do some really cool work there. I've been to Moldova, actually a really surprisingly great country. Yeah, I've been to see all the kids at the orphanage. And part of what keeps the orphanage going is nannies that look after the children.
Yeah.
Because obviously they don't have parents. Well, they do, but most of them are abandoned. It's a whole different story. I won't go into it.
So sad though.
But so we're kind of on the spot. Oh, I just spat everywhere. Sorry, Anna.
Kind I'm of still picking off my gel.
Kind of on the spot, we say, you know, this situation with the nannies and we play a video and blah, blah, blah.
Do you do a speech?
And then I say, yeah, well, I kind of host the whole thing and then I go into more about my experience in Moldova and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And then I say, right, who wants to pledge me a nanny? Now, they work for 700 euros a year. That's their salary.
No.
That is their yearly salary. It's £1.90 a day, €1.90 a day. So anyway, basically, wow. My thing is who wants to give me a nanny? And then people do. They put their hands up and
That's
it kind
amazing.
Of gets a buzz. So it's good, but it's just tough. It's quite hard putting people on the spot like that. And people thinking, actually, have I got 700 euros to give? And it's a big ask. We're always being asked to do a lot of charity, aren't we?
We are. Would you like to do a little plug for people to give a nanny to you?
To give me a nanny. Yeah, if you want to give me a nanny, you can go to Outreach Moldova.
There you go.
I think it's .org. But
can
just Google
Outreach
Moldova.
Can people just give like a couple of quid and stuff?
Yeah, you can give as little or as much as you like.
Oh, there you go, guys.
But if you do want to find out more or get involved, then DM me.
DM me. Well, well done you.
So anyway,
you
it
do
was,
an awful lot for
it
charity.
Was, it was good. It was a good lunch and it was fun. We did it a bit like a boozy brunch, like a bottomless brunching.
Nice.
So it was fun. There was a good vibe. And then...
Get people drunk, make them play.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, I had Andrew's business partner's housewarming, which was so nice. Their house is the nuts. It was such a nice house.
Really?
Can't get over how nice the house was.
Really?
I told Andrew he's failing at life. They've got a nice house for us.
Imo and I can vouch we've been to Lou's house. Andrew is not failing at life.
Just to give Andrew a little kick up the bum.
Darling, we may have a nice house, but it's not nice enough.
It's not as nice as your business partner, darling.
Chop, chop, darling.
Get to work.
God, we can't let them rest on their laurels, Lulu.
I know,
do you know
it's
what I mean?
True.
Keep them working.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Good
so
weekend.
My kids haven't been annoying me because I got home yesterday and...
Did the kids come?
Soft play. No,
oh,
there was no point because there
no.
were so many events that we were at that weren't child friendly. There's no point in dragging them to Ireland.
No, I agree.
So, Yeah, it was good. Good weekend. So I'm feeling very chill today.
We are very much role reversal today. I've come in harassed, fed up, and a bit ranty. And yeah, Lou's come in floating.
I'm like floating through life. Maybe I'm a bit cold today.
You're a bit cold, darling.
And I'm going to Barbados next week.
Oh, bugger, you are as well, aren't you? We're doing more pre-records.
Sorry, guys listening. Only one pre-record because I'm just not here on Monday the 18th. Because I'm flying back.
That's fine. That's fine, babes. Yeah. You know, our listeners, they're loyal.
They know that I like a holiday.
We get it. They don't mind the little, you know, live from the cinema or pre-rec from the cinema. Right, anyway. What's the shitty day of the week?
It's National Grammar Day.
Speaking of which, you and grammar and putting the T's on the end of things and speaking properly.
However, do you know what annoys me?
Go on.
People that want you to have good grammar on social media, it's like, fuck off. It's social media. And also, you know when you're typing really quickly on your phone and then you're like, you're, Y-O-U-R. Oh, yeah. Like, and I sometimes put your, and I mean you are, and I don't put the apostrophe because I'm in a rush and I'm doing something. And someone always comments, it's your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-A. I fucking know that, you dickhead.
I know
the difference between you are and your.
Here she goes, and we're ranting her up.
No, but I know the difference. Yeah. I don't need you to tell me. I got an A star in English and English literature. Fucking know about grammar, okay? I just don't do it sometimes on social media. If I'm writing an official letter, of course I'm going to write it correctly. However, this is Instagram. Yeah. Do you really think that the creme de la creme of Oxford University are on social media? No, they're too busy for that
shit. Or do they even care? Well, I'm more baffled with people that take, let's be honest, replying to that would take what? 8 seconds?
Yeah,
that's 8 seconds of your life. Invested. Pulling you up on your grammar.
And I know what it's meant to be.
We know, don't we?
I just feel like, stop being the bloody.
It's actually a bit rude as well, I think. Nobber. To pull someone up on their grammar, I think it's a bit rude as well.
Well, people just want to get a dig in about anything, don't they? They want to feel superior. I know that this should be you are, not your, because it doesn't belong. Like, fuck off.
There it is, one for mother-in-law. No, but,
and do you know what else, talking about grammar? So one of my businesses was named Baker's Toolkit, and I dropped the apostrophe from the Baker's because it looked better.
Right.
On a logo, right?
Yeah.
And BBC Breakfast asked me to go on and talk about that. So I went on BBC Breakfast and talked about dropping the apostrophe from my business name. I mean, obviously I went on, it was good to plug my business.
I'm not going to lie, Lou.
Slow news day. I had to go all the way to Manchester to BBC to talk about it. But do you know what? So many logos spell incorrectly. I don't know why that was an issue. Mine was just an apostrophe. Some people spell things that are like meant to begin with a C, with a K, and
maybe it's trendy, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
Interesting.
Fuck off grammar.
Here it is. So we've got some messages. Thanks, guys, for your messages. We love them. And also, shall we take a moment to thank everyone that messages us for the nice messages that we get on socials? Because they do make me laugh.
So many nice messages.
Yeah, they do make me laugh. Hence, when I put up the Poogate story of last night, I'd say half of the messages came through.
Can't wait to hear about this tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So message from Zara, first of all. Hi, ladies. I'm sorry I'm late to the party, but a friend of mine has just told me about your podcast. Hey, you know what? We don't mind
lateness. That's a good friend because we always say, tell someone to join our Loose Lips gang.
This is it.
And your friend said, now you need to pass it on, Zara.
Exactly. She said, and I'm already obsessed. Thank you, my loves. I've always struggled with my weight and now I've started to go on walks as much as I can. You got to start somewhere, right?
True. It's the best form of exercise, actually.
This may sound silly, but I've never really had the confidence to do it before. Now, I've discovered your podcast. I put my earphones in, tune out from the world, get out there and walk my ass off. Well, that's the plan. No longer giving a shit that people may be looking at me. I actually look forward to my walks now because it's my time to catch up with you ladies. So thank you from
Bless you, Zara. See, thank you for your message.
We're helping people get active.
See, that's two walks a week.
That's it.
Loose lips and extra lippy.
Thank you very much.
And
thanks,
actually,
Zara.
You could split loose lips, the Monday app, into two walks.
Especially if we're on one.
If we're on one, you could do 2 20-minute walks.
You could.
Yeah.
Thanks, babes. That's lovely.
Can't speak. And I've just been saying people don't speak. But that's enough.
You see, that's karma.
Mother.
That's karma. Can we just say as well, before anyone does get upset with Louisa talking about council people.
My mum grew up on a council.
I was just
going
to say, that's the disclaimer.
That's my caveat.
Yeah, Lou feels qualified to talk about it because basically she's from a council estate. So there you go.
Thanks. Thanks, Anna.
That's all right, though.
Right. Message from Anonymous. So we will call her Bethel.
Oh, that's a good name.
It's quite a name. I haven't heard of Bethel for years. Yeah. And normally it's Ethel. Did you make up the name Bethel?
You did, didn't you?
Because normally it's Ethel, no?
Emo, have you been making up names now?
Mm.
Hey?
Miss Rabbit. Right. Hey. Hi, Louisa and Anna. I'm writing in as I love the podcast. I've listened since day one and have been a huge fan of Louisa since The Apprentice.
Ooh.
Thank you, darling, because I'm losing fans by the second.
You're not.
Help, I am in a dilemma.
Here we go.
I've started to write this email countless times and have had such anxiety around sending it. I'm getting married this summer and I'm so scared I've said yes to the wrong guy. I just do not feel the way I should feel in it. Obviously, finances are really tight with the wedding.
Sure.
And I already spent a large chunk on the dress. Do I just suck it up? When I speak to others, including my mum/bridesmaids, they all say they love the dress and it's so me. However, I just do not feel good, beautiful or confident when I even think about wearing it. I do not know whether this is pre-wedding nerves making me feel this way or what to do. I don't want to let anyone down, feel I've disappointed them or become a burden financially. However, being a stereotypical girl, been dreaming about this day and the dress forever. I just want everything to feel perfect. I'm lost for what to do. Sorry for such a long email. Best wishes.
Bethel.
I would sell the dress on eBay and buy a new one.
Yep. I agree, because the fact that this is bothering you this much,
yeah.
And you know what? Screw anyone else that goes, oh, God, it's just the dress. No, this is what matters to you. And I think it matters to you. It is your day. You're not being a bridezilla or anything like that. It's so important. And do you know what?
And you can sell it.
You sell it on eBay. And actually, yeah. I mean, don't put yourself in debt and buy anything massively,
Send me a picture of your dress. I'll sell it for you.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. So
we can promote her dress. We'll probably get a lot more.
Stick it on your Depop account. Put it on Depop account. But So my wedding dress actually was really cheap because I had a thing about, and I think you have to go with what works for you.
I think I've seen it on Instagram. Was it long sleeve?
Yes, really long,
very
covered.
Pretty.
Well, that's very sweet.
Why
very
are
lacy.
You so covered?
I wanted to be.
Did
I just,
you?
Yeah, I just quite
you wanted
liked
to
it.
Pretend that for once
virginal.
You were a virgin.
Virginal.
I mean, my wedding dress is cut down to my arms, completely backless. You could almost see the crack.
Beautiful. Arse crack. I mean, it's so wedding. Because I don't know. For me, so everyone has their own things, don't they? What's important on their wedding day. And honestly, for me, I wanted to spend most of my money on the ceremony. And I really, it just felt really important to me. And it was just something that I really liked. It was really...
Because you're a bit of a Bible basher.
I am a bit of a Bible basher, yeah. But it was also really important because we'd lost like three...
I'm so rude.
You know, it's true. It's fine. don't want to bring the tone down, but we'd lost like three really key members of both our families like within 6 months. The
Where
wedding.
Did they go?
Oh, wasn't
I'm
it?
I'm kidding.
They snuffed it, basically. So it felt like a really important day for the families to try and have a bit of, you know, but it was emotional. So we spent a fortune on these opera singers come in and do this, music and stuff.
Fancy.
So I loved it. But the dress, I've honestly never had, I think it's pretty obvious that I'm not that fashion forward.
Hashtag really good today.
Well, it's only because I'm filming later, but thank you. Well, it doesn't come naturally to me.
It doesn't come naturally to me.
Well, you always look good.
No.
I'm trying to up my game a little bit. But it doesn't really come naturally to me. And also, I had always had a thing. I was never into having a wedding dress that cost thousands and thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
Just for me,
You don't value that.
I just didn't value
also,
wearing a dress for one day.
I still haven't had mine cleaned. It cost me 10 grand.
And how many people do I hear that do that?
More than that. Because then I decide I wanted to train like Princess Diana.
Brilliant. Actually, yeah, I do like a good veil. So anyway, I've been really unarticulate. I actually got my dress... I kid you, I've never even told my husband this. I don't think I've told anyone this, from a vintage charity shop.
Really?
I kid you not.
How much did it cost you?
The dress cost 350 quid.
It's quite a lot for a charity shop.
But it was like a special charity.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like Oxfam. It was like a
I like your
one.
Dress. It's very
Thank
beautiful.
You. Well, I had it altered and stuff. But the reason why I picked it, the reason why I'm saying this to our lovely emailer is that you might maybe think outside the box. So you've been thinking you haven't got much money to spend. You know what? Hopefully you could find maybe a few hundred quid. But if you look, just Google wedding
and
vintage
also,
shops.
I would not have a problem with buying a secondhand wedding dress. It's worn for hours.
It's worn for hours. And you know what I loved about mine? And I've still got mine. And because for me, it felt best to justify it and then spend the money elsewhere on the wedding. Like silly things like, you know, really good champagne. mean? You know, yeah, I didn't want to have cheap booze. I wanted to have really good booze, really good entertainment.
No, those bastards can suffer with cheap booze and my expensive dress. My dress. But, I'm kidding. We did have nice champagne too.
No, champers. But also my dress was, it was from the year I was born. Like it had a few like little meanings to it.
Nice.
And I loved the vintage lace and I had it, obviously I had it properly dry cleaned. I had it all altered nicely with a really good tailor. So
that's
it was
amazing.
All, so it was, and it had, I had put some structure
in
it.
I love that.
So there you go. So maybe that's an option. If you hate your dress, sell it and just look at a different option for a dress. And I loved my wedding dress, honestly.
That's
great.
That's good advice, Anna.
Thank you, doll.
Anna the Spanner.
There it is.
Remember, if you want to get in touch, you can email us, lucyxpod@gmail.com, or drop us a WhatsApp. Our number is 07395 346 101. We will be back with more chats after this little break.
Hello. We're here to tell you about a brand new podcast called 17 Questions. We're asking celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 of the most random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. A brand new series full of the weird and wonderful. Find us on your selected podcast app.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back. We are going to chat now. Oh, fuck off, Anna.
Welcome back. Louie's so chilled this morning. It's so nice
to
see.
It's like I've been smoking weed all weekend.
She hasn't. We do not promote drugs. I have never seen you this relaxed.
I don't know why I'm so chilled.
I feel like I'm ruining your vibe today.
I feel like I'm a bit tired.
You're a bit tired, love.
Don't know why. Oh my God, I had a dream about you two last night.
Sex dream?
No.
Oh, what was it?
I was just trying to remember, but you know, I was thinking, why am I tired? I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock without an alarm.
Fantasizing.
With quite like a start. And, oh, I know what my dream was. And I dreamed that I thought it was Monday already. I think that's why I'm a bit tired. Because you know when you're dreaming and you feel like you're late. And I thought I was late to do this and that I'd missed it. And it was 11:30 and you were ringing me, being like, where are you? We're meant to be recording.
The fear.
For some reason, I was homeless, living in some bunker near a tube station. It was the weirdest dream ever. And that's
that
all right.
Weird.
But there was other stuff. Like Andrew was there and some other people were there. It was really
bizarre. This means...
I was living in like an underground bunker and I couldn't get here. Something else was going on. I can't remember what it was. It was a weird dream.
Maybe this is about appreciating things in life.
Yeah, well...
Or maybe that's a premonition that we all need to be in a bunker.
I had a dream about girls the other day.
Did you?
Sex dream?
No,
sex dream? Sadly not.
Anna, no.
We'd come
in
to record and it turned out that you two actually hated each other. And then just put on a show for the podcast. And I was like, what's going on? And you'd had a big Barney and fallen out.
Really? Well, that's not true. Yeah. Actually, maybe I'm a lot of people do say, are you guys really friends?
Really?
Or do you just do... And I'm like, yes, we are.
Can you not tell by our chemistry?
Yeah, baby.
Ooh,
I love Lou.
Say ooh, la la. Say ooh. Come on. Right. Momo.
Chamomile. Oh, yeah, Momo. This is like...
It's confusing me.
Well, let's set up Momo. So, I mean, everybody knows
Momo
about Momo,
is
right?
Dead.
Thank God for that. So this is this horrible, sick, viral suicide game that has been basically infiltrating social media. It's been going into
so it's
Peppa
like
Pig
embedded,
videos.
Yeah, and Peppa Pig videos and Fortnite. I don't know what Fortnite is. I think that's a boy thing.
No, it's like a kids game. No,
Xbox.
No. It's major. Every kid in the world is playing on Fortnite. It's good because you don't let dicks have a phone, so you won't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah, and then it's in video. If your kids are into like watching those weird Kinder Egg opening videos, it's embedded into those. Basically. Mm. Telling kids stuff to do. So apparently one mum said that Momo flashed up and told her son to get a knife and press it into his neck. And actually I posted about this on my social media and someone commented and said, my niece cut a big chunk out of her hair. I wonder if it's related to this. And under that comment, other people started commenting saying, my kid's done that too. And Momo told them to do it. And my kid and about four other people said that their kids had been chopping their hair off.
No.
Yeah. And then I saw on Facebook a post from a hairdresser who had just had to give a 6-year-old a little pixie cut because Momo had told the child to hack all its hair off. So the child had, and this child was absolutely petrified, which is weird because that kind of confirmed Momo to me. And then BBC Breakfast said Momo is a hoax.
It's
so
confusing.
I don't understand if it's real or not.
I mean,
we saw a video yesterday.
That video was so
weird.
Terrifying. But it has been linked, the Momo Challenge, linked to two children's deaths as well. This is why it's taken, you know, massive headlines. And apparently it was encouraging youngsters to harm themselves and in some cases take their own lives. Now, you got this, and because you actually posted it, and then I got emailed it by parent mail from Enzo's nursery. But schools have been sending out warnings, haven't they, about what to do with children and
social
media.
See, I haven't asked
accounts.
Dixie about it because obviously she doesn't go online. So she wouldn't have seen
it?
No, I don't think she knows. Mm. So I haven't asked her because otherwise I think a lot of parents are saying, do you know what Momo is? And then obviously your kid is going to go and look up what Momo is. Yeah. So I think it's a more generalised conversation about, do you know there are bad people online? Or just keep your kids offline. It's very simple.
I mean, actually, after
a couple
of weeks ago, this adds even more weight to you saying that you do not want Dixie on social media. Funnily enough, though, well, not funny enough at all, that Momo thing, Alex, my husband, he is so freaked out by it.
It's really scary.
You know when you sent me the video?
The video that we watched last night.
Yeah, Lou Watts stabbed
it. Weirdly hypnotic.
It's so hypnotic.
I couldn't stop watching it.
We were in bed, actually, and I flicked open the WhatsApp chat to have a look at the video because I hadn't actually seen Momo in action, so to speak. And then I see he kind of came over my shoulder and had a look at it. And he was so freaked out by it. And he was, even though Enzo's 2.5, but Enzo watches Peppa Pig all the ruddy time, you know, on our phones, on YouTube. So Alex was so panicky this week, like genuinely. He was like, do not let him watch anything on YouTube without you having a look at it. And he is so terrified of
the Momo thing. The thing about Momo is you look and you start watching and then it pops up 5-6 minutes in.
It's terrifying.
So you're kind of like reassured. And then I don't let the kids really watch things on my phone very, very rarely. Mm. I try not to, like in a restaurant. Yeah. If I try not to, I try and distract them. But I'm quite antsy. I'm really boring.
You're not. It's just
such
the way.
A boring mum.
No, you're not. I think to be fair, every credit to you because I probably rely on it too much.
Yeah, but it is easy. And when you're tired or when you want a meal in peace, I get it.
Look, Enzo hands you handfuls of poo, so I need it desperately.
Mm. And he didn't go to bed last night.
No, he didn't go to bed.
That's your fault,
night.
Though.
Yeah, it is actually.
He's overtired.
He was overtired. I know. I'll take that on the chin. It's all down to the parents, and I will own that. But yeah, so the Momo challenge, it's terrifying. Maybe anyone, I don't know if any of you have been affected
by
it.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Let us know. Lucy@gmail.com. Yeah, I saw today that the creator of the actual character.
He's killed Momo,
right.
So Momo was a statue which was created in 2016 for an exhibition, half bird, half woman. It is really scary.
It's such a terrifying image,
isn't it?
It's
really freaky.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's like half human, half bird, half alien.
You know, I always like to try and tweak a positive out of a situation. And as awful as this is, and particularly with this being linked to children's deaths as well, I think it's just a really good reminder to everybody, especially parents, about being super vigilant and not just go, and I hold my hands up to this like I do in a restaurant. Oh God, let's keep Enzo quiet. Let's give him my phone and watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Actually, it's made me think, no, I need to be more careful on what he's looking at.
And also, I just think, like, bring toys out. I always take toys or colouring.
Colouring and,
Just to talk about online kids as well, a lot of listeners' children will probably be into an app called TikTok, formerly called Musical.ly. You might have heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where the kids kind of can record little music videos and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they have been deleting accounts for children that are under 13, which I'm really pleased about because there is an age limit on stuff. The age limit on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok is 13. You're not to be on it if you're under 13. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents created accounts for their children using their date of birth or lied about the date of birth so their kids could have an account. And TikTok have gone through the accounts even with the fake date of birth.
That's great.
And have been just blanket deleting.
Good.
Which has left lots of distraught children because all these cute videos they've done have been deleted.
But it's I'm with you on that. I think it's
a responsible.
You have to be responsible. I've got a ruddy book out about it this week, How Not to Lose It, about being responsible and taking care of our kids. And I do think we have to, you know, we don't want to kill
Joys.
I'm
impressed
but
that TikTok have done they're kind of hopefully leading the way with regards to Instagram and Facebook deleting children's accounts as well.
If anyone is confused actually on what the age limits are, there's a really good working with Childline, NetAware and ShareAware are really good websites to check what the age limits are on accounts.
Yeah.
Also helps you monitor them as well. So there you go, a little bit of info there.
A little bit of a plug there.
So,
about weird Momo and aliens.
Oh my gosh, I saw this story.
This is weird, you've seen this.
Well, I just thought this was... there's been a lot, again, I was noticing over the weekend, there's a lot in the news on... I was listening to, I think it was Radio 4 yesterday, about... prisons and transgender,
and there's been a lot about sports.
So much in there, and sort of policies coming in, and people not sure about, obviously. And I think something now coming up about creating a prison for transgender.
I mean, there can't be that many to warrant.
They have to have a certification or something that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, prisons are bursting at the seams. To build and create a prison just for transgender people, which represent less than 1% of our community.
Well, I think it was more having a department in. I don't know the full story, so don't quote me.
We've got space for that shit.
Well, we'll check this out. So I saw this story when I was having a little look. I am otherworldly, says the. Says the headline, ex-transgender man. So you go, ex-transgender. Okay,
so
does that
was
mean he's going,
a woman.
Yeah.
Became a man.
But now
identifies. Now is no longer a man.
No, he now identifies as an alien.
Gender alien.
And he's had his nipples and eyebrows removed to look less human. Born as a woman, as you say, then a man. Now he's an alien. I don't even know. I was going to say
from
this
Washington.
Guy or girl, this
obviously
person
American.
From Washington, yeah. He's always used to work as a model, but he's had his nipples removed. I can't say he or her. There.
The alien.
The alien has had their nipples removed so they feel less human.
The alien said, after coming out as transgender and believing I had finally found myself, I realised I was wrong. I wasn't male or female or even human. I don't think or feel like humans. I can't really explain it to others. I'm simply otherworldly. Do you know what they need? A fucking good psychiatrist. I read an article actually this week about transitioning children and how a lot of children have been transitioned and then they've changed their mind. And the doctors are so easily dishing out hormone replacement therapy, and actually it's just a phase, and then they're going, oh, I'm not actually a boy anymore, and they've stunted the puberty. And a lot of parents were contributed to this article I read. And it was very interesting. And I think what happened to being a tomboy and just a boy that liked dresses, like just because your kid wants to dress up as Elsa does not mean that they want to be a girl. And I think that we're so quick now to jump onto this thing of like, oh my God, I want a girl.
Well,
and you know what? I find it's always the people with the same sex of children. And then they want like a girl. And then they push it. That's what this article was about.
Was that what it was about? I mean, I haven't read it. I think we're just the tip of the iceberg on the whole thing. And I think
people are just confused in society, and there's so much now that we have to deal with. And actually, half the people don't feel like they add anything. They don't feel like themselves. They don't feel like they're achieving anything or they're contributing. And I think that, so they look for, oh, what's wrong with me? And then this seems to be like the natural thing that they're going towards. Like, oh, I don't feel like this, so maybe I'll be happy as that, like this alien's done. And then they do it and then they realise, oh, actually, that's not made me happier. I don't feel like I'm part of anything else, so I'm just going to become an alien now.
It's about being confident.
And then this person will probably kill themselves.
Well,
because they don't feel like they belong at all.
Well, let's hope not.
That's
but
what happens though, isn't it?
I mean, I
think it's about focusing on being happy as a person. But yeah. I don't know. Look, I'm not transgender. I can't relate at all. Don't understand it. I think the whole thing's mad.
Well, I think the alien thing is a whole new level. Whole new ball game.
But I just think that, you know, it's gone too far. I don't want my kids learning about it at school. I think they're too young to be emotionally, mentally prepared for that kind of big talk. I just don't think that it's...
It is something that's really ramping up now with Ofsted. But why is it?
Because... But why is it ramping up in society as well?
Because I guess just of evolution.
I think people are unhappy and they're depressed and they're looking for something to solve it.
Wow. I'm purely sitting here, yeah, just pontificating over it.
I don't think we know.
I don't think we know.
It used to be like, oh, I'm gay. And now everyone's like, don't care. Don't care if you're gay or lesbian. No one gives a shit. That's fine. Love is love. Mm. Sometimes I feel like it's the next thing that people are trying to do to be different. I mean, this alien thing's obviously for attention.
I mean, the alien thing is...
Just go and be an alien. You don't have to tell the world about it.
I think for me, the story with this one, I just think, wowzers, removing nipples. Ouch!
Do you think that hurts?
Yes, I think that did. Anyway, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, it's something that always divides opinion.
I wonder what genitals they've got then.
Yeah, maybe he had everything removed.
Well, you can't because you need to wee. You need some kind of exit hole.
Yeah.
Don't you? Obviously, you had a willy because they transgendered from woman to man. So if they had willy cut off, which would then revert them back to the nun. I guess though, they could just have a hole for wee, like the urethra, and everything else is just sealed
up. I might
up.
Do some more research.
Do
into
they
this
have sex?
Alien
Does
person.
The alien have sex?
It's a good question.
What is their sexual preference?
I mean, these are all good questions. Maybe we'll Can we please find this alien? Can we please find Jareth Nabula from Edmonds in Washington? And we would like to ask some questions, please. We would like to be educated. Nothing more, nothing less.
Right. I don't know if it'll be an educational or a horror story.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway.
Speaking of horror stories, here she is. What is... Actually, no, but you're quite chill today.
I'm chill today.
But everyone loves it. What is your rant of the week?
So my rant is double-fisted.
Wow.
A double rant this week. Firstly...
Oh, hello. She's gone from nothing to two. Go on.
Firstly, do you know what annoys me? When I'm driving. I'm driving. Driving in my car. And basically, as I drive down my road, right, I indicate to turn into my house. Mm-hmm. People get pissed off. Like, they slow down. Some people even bibbing me. And I'm like, I'm indicating. I'm clearly turning into my driveway. Fuck off. Like, you shouldn't be driving so fast. But they do. But that even annoys me. When they go round the car, out into the road, on the other side of the road. And I just think, can you not wait, like, 1 second for me to turn? It's not as if I haven't indicated.
Do they actually bib you?
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
into your driveway?
Like, oh, fucking annoying me because I'm slowing down. Ooh. I'm sorry. Sorry that I live here.
Bibbers and impatient drivers.
And then, do you know what else? Go my on. Friend messaged me this morning. This is very true. When you're on a road, right, and you're in traffic, and there's a like left turn or a right turn, people block the road with the traffic.
Oh, what? And they straddle two lanes.
Yeah, clearly, though, you can't go anywhere. So why are you blocking people from coming out or going into that road? Because then you just cause more traffic, right? Because people are trying to indicate to turn like left or right into the road, and you're there blocking the entrance to the road. Why would you do that?
Inconsiderate.
Why does logic not prevail?
It never prevails. It never prevails.
So frustrating.
And then when you're accidentally caught in the filter lane and you mean to go straight on, but you didn't realise that it's a straight on and a turn right, and then the light is green and you can't get back out into that traffic to go.
Yes.
Oh! And then the light goes red again. It's like literally first world problems, but it really winds
me up. It really is annoying. And then, do you know what else annoyed me? Is when you're being a nice person and you hold a door open for someone and they don't fucking thank you.
I mean, that's rude.
It's so rude. Do you know what I do? You're welcome!
Have a good day now.
It really bugs me. Does that not annoy anyone else? I would never lack such manners not to thank graces. Someone. It is social graces and social etiquette. If someone is being polite or lets you go, like, you fucking thank them. Say it's thank the minimum you can do.
Say thank you.
It's like scabby, skanky people that just all like, fucking, why don't you walk through like Beyonce, like you fucking own the place. Just leave me holding the door for you, you knob.
Same. I might have even mentioned this before.
Me.
And thanking when you have to. We've talked about this before. Car people, drivers. That's what they're known as. Drivers to you and I. When you let someone pass, or I'm always the reverser as well. And then they don't thank you.
I know.
They don't thank you.
I like.
And it's like hello.
Thumbs up, knob cheese.
I beep. I'm a bibber.
I'm a good bibber. And do you know what I do when Andrew's driving? He's so polite, like driving really annoys me. I lean over and I start beeping. He gets so mad at me.
I love that.
He gets so cross because I like a good beep. But why is it that when you get behind the wheel of a car, you think you're invincible and you just get so angry? It just ignites so much anger.
There are some really crap drivers out there. They all live within a 2 mile radius of our houses.
Yeah, and they don't even come out on a Sunday. It's every day.
Awful.
Every day they're coming.
On my lane, right, I live on a lane.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying. Anyway, and I'm also driving carefully.
What, like a single track lane?
Yeah.
I couldn't live there. I wouldn't have bought the house.
It's so annoying.
Do you know what my rules are? I won't buy houses with steps up to the front door. Where I can't park outside, single track road, where there'll be traffic lights on the road, a school on the road. I have a lot of rules about buying houses because all these things, you think it will be fine, but it won't.
It won't be fine. If it niggles you now, in theory, it's going to niggle you.
You live on a road where there's a school and they're doing school drop off and they're all parked up the fucking road. Yeah. And then you're trying to get up the road, people are trying to get down the road,
or
the cars are all blocking the road.
Same, double yellows.
Annoying.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. But always on my lane, people go, I kid you not, on my dash, I have it so I can see how many miles per hour I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's basically to stop me getting in trouble. 8 miles an hour.
Why do they drive so slow?
You ask, tell me!
It's maybe because it's a single track lane.
I bib them.
Do you bib a slow one?
Bib them, move over.
Do you know what annoyed me as well? I was driving on the motorway the other day. And
8 miles an hour, sorry.
So you know when they've got like the P for just pass, their driving license?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you just past in the fucking fast lane doing 65 miles an hour? You are going to cause an accident.
They've got to learn, Lou. They've got to learn,
though. She's going to cause an accident, though. I had to undertake, which is very dangerous.
Okay, I mean, that is dangerous.
But why were you
in
that lane? Yeah, 65 miles
an
hour in the fast lane.
They should not have been in the fast lane, then.
Pissed me off.
Yeah, so you see.
Driving.
I think just driving.
Do you know what I would love? Like a little LED sign that I could just like talk to and be like, right, this is what you need to say now. You're a dick. And then I'll put my LED sign on and it tells people, you're a dick. Drive faster.
I think.
Knob cheese. Bellend.
You know
just
how,
all these insults that could flash up on my. If anyone can make that for me.
Well, I think even more. You know how some, like in American movies, you get like that like loud hailer that you stick on the roof of your car?
Yes!
Like in Police Academy, and then you've got the walkie talkie.
Yes!
So you can like yell
That's
out
what
of
I
the.
Need.
Let's do that. Let's find someone that can make.
Who can make
like
us?
The tannoy system.
Yes, the tannoy system.
To go on your car.
That sits on the top of my car. We will even YouTube video this for you. And Anna and I will do like a car tannoy / karaoke type thing.
Can we take it to
Aldi
car park?
Aldi the car park.
And every time someone parks in a parent-child space.
Oh my
space,
God, we should do this.
Get out
someone,
the space!
Someone must be able to make us a car tannoy. Or your husband can.
This reeks of a kind of ITV2 type show, if I'm honest with you.
Lou and Anna on tour. You're a bellend! It's not Sunday today. Fuck off, you slow driver. That's what we need.
I want
a tannoy system and an LED light that I can put. And then I promise you, our lovely listeners, we'll wear high-vis jackets. We will get in a car and we will terrorise people and we'll upload it to YouTube.
We could almost be.
And we might get arrested, but that'll
be
part of the fun.
We will. Let's be the Police Academy for Hertfordshire.
Yes.
But like our style.
Yes.
Yeah, like the private force.
Yes.
Do
Anna.
This. Lou and Anna.
This is what we need to do. Lou Anna. Please, and we need fucking high. Someone must be able to make us high-vis jackets and just gift them to us.
Personalised.
We want Luana.
Luana.
Solving the road's problems one knob at a time.
There it is.
Watch out. Knobbers about.
And on that note, we will be back on Monday.
We will.
Of course, you've got extra lippy to tide you over till then, but of course, we need you.
Yes, we do. Send in your emails, lucipspod@gmail.com. We do love a WhatsApp. You
love
can
it.
Also, you don't have to email us your rant. You can WhatsApp us your rant if it's easier. And also send us voice notes, because I really like hearing people's voices.
Yeah. And we had the Portuguese lady.
We loved her.
She insta'd us this week.
Oh, did she?
Saying how it was really crazy to hear her own voice back, and she loved it.
Oh, so we love the Portuguese lady. Yeah. The number is 07395 346 101. We will put that in our podcast description.
Do get in touch the usual way. Tweet or Insta post us using the hashtag LooseLipsPod. Louise is at Louisa Zisman.
Oh, my God, I'm verified.
Oh, my God. She's got a blue tick. Are you furious?
Well, because I moaned, because there was a couple of accounts like using like fake ones. This happened to me on Twitter as well, and then I got a blue tick, and I didn't know that was going to happen.
Are you happy or sad about the
kind of actually? It's been a bit of a benefit because when I do sponsored posts, I can earn more money being verified.
Every cloud.
Does this mean though that you are now
a responsible influencer?
No, it still means that I take no social responsibility and I'm not a role model.
If you don't like it, guys, move on. Mine's at Anna Williamson Official. Please do subscribe if you haven't already. Show someone how to download the podcast and basically force them to listen. Join our Loose Lips gang. Rate 5 stars, no shitty ones, please, and do give us a review.
Give us a review, because late at night it boosts our ego listening to them, reading them. anyway, thank you for all your input. Good chat, Anna.
Good chat, Lula Bell. Have a super duper week.
Thanks. We'll be back on Thursday.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.